Well, this morning we're going to talk about Living History Farms, one of those Iowa jewels that is getting ready to open its new season here very soon, with the month of May just around the corner. And Jenny Deer from Iowa, from Living History Farms here in Iowa, is with us this morning on the phone. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for your time.
You bet.
So what happens in the off season at Living History Farms?
Well, you know, I have so many friends that think, oh, gosh, you must be, you know, just bored during the off-season. But we have a ton of events that take place in our off-season, and we have historic dinners that take place as well. So, you know, we're really busy all year long. And in marketing, this is really kind of our crazy time to get everything ready for the opening day, May 1st.
Yeah, so there really isn't much of an off-season. It might just be a little slower season.
That's so true, yes.
Well, I know your regular season opening up here 1st of May, and you've been doing this a while now. You've got it all down. It just runs like a well-oiled machine, right?
It sure does, as long as the weather cooperates. It's Iowa, so you never know.
Yeah, if the wind ever stops blowing.
That's so true.
Gee whiz. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things you got coming up. First of all, is there anything new this year that folks can look forward to at Living History Farms?
You bet. Well, we're going to have a new traveling exhibit this year, new to us, that will be included with the price of admission. It's called Apron Strings. It's an exhibit about how symbolism, designs, and uses of aprons through time. So it'll be a really great exhibit. It'll be in our exhibit center, and that will be starting in June and run through August. But we're also celebrating, it's very new to us, is our new 1700 Iowa Indian Farm. We've had, you know, a 1700 Iowa Indian Farm for many years, but we actually moved the location last year, installed some new structures, installed a kiosk so people can get even more information about the Iowa. And it also makes the walk less steep. So before, we kind of had some rigorous hills that people had to go through. So this really helps with accessibility as well.
What types of things will folks find there at that Iowa Indian exhibit? Why is it so important?
Well, it's very important because the Iowa were the first settlers in Iowa. And so it's really nice that we're able to showcase many of the different types of homes. We have a teepee there. We have a winter lodge. We have a garden that we garden with rudimentary tools that they would have used. And so it's very nice to just really get an idea of what Iowa looked like before it was settled.
You know, when we hear people talk interactive these days, they usually think technology. There's so much of that going on in some of the museums and things that we see. But when you talk interactive at Living History Farms, it's physically interactive.
It really is. And that was really Dr. Murray, who started Living History Farms in 1970. His vision was really to create a museum where people didn't just go through and look at things under glass. He really wanted interactivity. So at each of our sites, at each of our farm sites, you'll find historic interpreters, we call them. There are employees, some are volunteers, who are going to tell you about what it would have been like to have lived in the respective time period. So, for instance, if you visit our 1850 farm, you're going to see oxen that are plowing the land, and that's actually how they do the gardening. They'll cook over an open hearth, and they'll let you help as well with some chores and things depending on what time of day you visit. At our 1900 farm, it's a horse-powered farm, so we have these beautiful Percheron draft horses that are actually doing the plowing. They'll be grinding corn, that type of thing. So, you know, everything that we have here is very experiential. We want people to really experience what it was like to have lived in that respective time period.
Absolutely. It's as interactive as it could possibly be, and you don't have to stare down at a small screen to get a feel for it.
That's for sure.
That's good on the eyes that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, opening day, you mentioned, is coming up on Sunday, May 1st. You've got a special day planned.
We do. You know, we are really excited to be opening, and we really want to celebrate youth appreciation. And so we're inviting all members of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, and FFA, the youth and group leaders as well. If they come and they show that they're a part of the organization with a membership card, wearing a uniform, et cetera, they're going to get free admission for that day.
Wow, that's a great opportunity, because Living History Farms is meant to be a family place.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, it's so fun because we see multi-generational groups come through. So we've got grandparents bringing grandchildren and talking about, you know, the time period difference. You know, for instance, at our 1900 farm, we have an old, you know, party line phone. Well, kids today don't even know what a corded phone is. So, you know, to relate that to their cell phone that they have today, you know, that's just really special for all kinds of generations to share.
Well, and it's kind of interesting how things cycle back around, too, because the phone now, a cell phone is more than just a phone. It's a source of information. And let's face it, that's what the party line was.
Absolutely. It sure was in many ways.
Sometimes maybe information you didn't need to know, but
that's so true.
It was
so
plenty true. Of information. Folks can
Absolutely.
Tell you some stories.
Yeah.
I know you have some other days, special days coming up in May, too. Do you want to touch on those?
Sure, absolutely. On May 7th, we're having Tractor Day. And Van Wall Equipment is going to be bringing out a bunch of new and antique John Deere tractors to the farms. And there'll be demonstrations, there's simulations, and then we'll have all kinds of fun activities going on at the farms as well that day. And then on Saturday, May 28th, we celebrate Decoration Day, which is actually the very early Memorial Day. It's where we got Memorial Day from. And we have a recreated ceremony with a processional and a pageant honoring the Union's fallen soldiers. And then we also have an 1870 rules baseball game in the afternoon, which is always a lot of fun.
Well, and I know when you talk about doing one of these old traditional baseball games from the 1870s, or you talk about having actual moving parts when it comes to these farms that the folks can actually see in operation and things, it takes people to operate this. I know that Living History Farms is a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Do you utilize a lot of volunteers then as well as paid staff?
We do. We are so lucky that we are one of the top museums in the country as far as number of volunteers. So we are just so lucky that Iowans really embrace what we're doing here. And, you know, we're very lucky, too. We have a full-time volunteer coordinator on staff. So if someone's ever interested in volunteering from, you know, just one event to the whole season, she can, you know, match your interests and ability and time to different opportunities that we have.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's probably important to get repeat business. You want folks to keep coming back. So you have to keep things somewhat fresh to keep them interested in coming back, not just year after year, but even sometimes week after week.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do say when you visit Living History Farms, every day is different because from everything from the weather to what the crops are growing at that particular time to different chores that need done, you know, you can learn something different every day here. And, you know, that's a great opportunity to talk about memberships. We do offer memberships for families that they pay one price. For instance, a family membership for two adults and all children 18 and under is only $90 for the entire year. So they could come back to all of our events, essentially, or if they have a short amount of time, they could just jump on the tractor cart and ride that. A lot of the little children really think that that's a fun thing to do, and the big kids as well. And, you know, we also have grandparent memberships, same thing, two grandparents and all grandchildren 18 and under, and that's just a great deal as well.
Yeah, it's just meant to be a fun place to go and give people some educational opportunities, but also some fun memories.
Absolutely. You know, it's so fun to kind of just, you know, we encourage people. We have the technology things available as well, but we just encourage people just disconnect from that and just enjoy time. You're outdoors, you're in nature. We've got beautiful walking trails. We've got lots of picnic areas. It's just really a fun time to just connect as a family.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about how Living History Farms is a chance to actually experience those things instead of just reading about them on a tiny screen. But although we talk about that, you do have a website that folks could learn more about the facilities with.
We do, and it's livinghistoryfarms.org.
Easy to find.
Yes.
And also, the facility is actually easy to find, too.
Yeah, we're right off of Interstate 8035. We're right by the Iowa Machine Shed Restaurant. So if people are familiar with that in Urbandale, which is a suburb of Des Moines, obviously, very easy to get to. Free parking, which is a plus. And so people can just find us really easily and come on in and visit.
Yeah, just take the Hickman exit and you don't have to go far.
That's for sure.
Very good. Well, Jenny, I hope you've had a great off season, a lot of fun, and geared up, ready to go with the new season coming up here with hopefully the nice weather coming here shortly. And I hope to see a big crowd there at Living History Farms.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to have everyone come see us.